Mario, Mario Rodriguez, Ridriguez. Let's see, 411.96. Chief complaint, I need a physical, number one, prior to my ventral hernia repair. Number two, abdominal pain. Number three, pooching and pain in the mid-abdomen. Number four, I have some issues with my testicles when I exercise a lot. Number five, leg pain. Number six, I was told that I had a heart murmur as a child. Number seven, dizziness with excessive exercise, not eating. Number eight, musculoskeletal pain, most likely related to patient's activity level. Patient states, our patient is a 25-year-old young man who he and his dad own a very large mechanic shop in Houston, Texas, period. Paragraph, they've been working together for some time. He's not married currently. He exercises avidly, both aerobic and anaerobic, and has had noticed these issues off and on in the past few weeks, period. New paragraph, he recently saw a surgeon regarding a pooching of his abdomen and underwent CT to the abdomen, and the surgeon wanted to get an abdominal ultrasound and also evaluation of the of his gallbladder before he actually had surgery to repair the ventral hernia that was noted, period. Family history, lupus in mom, hypertension in dad, immunization, COVID immunizations up to date, allergy, known on drug allergy, review of system as above, medical problems none, surgical problem, no recent surgeries reported. Family history, no issues with anesthesia or surgical procedures, including malignant hyperthermia and such in any family members reported. Put that in big letters. And then social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't use drugs. Single, as I mentioned, is a very responsible young man. He weighs 165 pounds, no significant change in his weight. 99%, 98.2, 16, 5-0, 102 over 63. Heart pulses, one pulse over two. Heart rate is around 48 to 50. There is a 1 to 2 over 6 systolic ejection murmur noted about the left sternal border, otherwise normal heart sounds. Lungs are clear, abdomen is soft. There is some tenderness noted around the epigastric area. There is also a ventral hernia reported, noted on the exam below the xiphoid process. A lower extremity shows no edema, clotting cyanosis. Skin shows no rash. TMs are clear, neurological and non-focal. Patient genital exam is negative. There is no evidence of hernia or nodularity in either testicles and or scrotum region, period. Assessment number one, here we have a 25-year-old gentleman scheduled for repair of ventral hernia. Number two, as far as his heart's concerned, the bradycardia and 1 to 2 over 6 systolic ejection murmur was evaluated by an echocardiogram, which was totally negative. Number three, as far as his leg pain is concerned, there was no evidence of DVT or PVD noted on exam and ultrasound evaluation. Number four, his thyroid and his carotid ultrasound is completely within normal limits in face of dizziness with exercise. Number five, recommend drinking plenty of fluids before exercising. Number six, abdominal ultrasound, including his kidney, liver, and spleen, and gallbladder are totally within normal limits. Number seven, because of scrotal pain with pain in the scrotal region with excessive exercise, we looked at his testicles since his age is at a high risk of developing testicular cancer, and no evidence of nodularity or fluid collection was noted. Next number, EKG shows bradycardia with a rate of 48, otherwise completely within normal limits. Next number, blood work has been obtained. Next number, we'll forward all results to a patient surgeon. Regarding his upcoming ventral hernia repair. Next number, barring any issues with his blood work. He's at a low risk of any complications pre, post-op and perioperatively, and would consider proceeding with the proposed procedure as planned. Thank you. Would recommend proceeding with the proposed procedure as planned. Thank you.